Well, just when you thought we were through with that multidimensional array stuff, here it is again. This is just to make sure that you're getting it down. By going through one more iteration here at the three-dimensional level, the pattern should emerge pretty clear. So, following what we did in the previous example, I'm going to define a three-dimensional array, a 2x3x4 array. But as you know, what the first element of that array really is itself a two-dimensional array. So I define P as a pointer to a two-dimensional array, which in this particular case, it's a 3x4 array of ints. So now, I can do what I did before. I will first calculate the number of elements in the entire array. I'm going to call it tables because that, of course, matches our geometric intuition with the three-dimensional array. It's a collection of tables. So, the usual idiom, size of A divided by size of A sub 0. Now, in each of those tables, how many rows are there? Well, the answer to that question is, how many elements are there in, say, the first element of A? So I'll take size of A sub 0 divided by size of A sub 0 sub 0. And that gives me the number of rows in a table. Or in other words, the number of one-dimensional arrays inside a two-dimensional array, which is an element of A. Don't you love this stuff? Well, we're not done. Now we can get down again to the number of individual elements, which again, visually, we could call the number of columns in a row. But this time, I have to dig down deeper to that last dimension. So I'm going to look at the first element, that is the first one-dimensional array inside of the two-dimensional array inside of A, which is A sub 0 sub 0, and then I'll divide it by its first element, which is, of course, just an int. Anyway, hopefully you can see a pattern going on here. Now, because I've declared P the way I did, again, I can use P as if it were the name of the array, and so I get things in the for loop just like I had before, but of course I have three dimensions, since this is a three-dimensional array. Look in the next slide for the output.